From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. I'm Roger Firstenow, account executive, subject matter expert in personal and business insurance, member of the marketing team, and networking nerd. I joined the benefit companies in 2016. Thanks for listening. Today's guest is a client and a vendor, which is kind of a unicorn. Welcome Don May, owner of Environmental Innovations, Inc., and Oasis Coffee Services. Environmental Innovations, Inc. is located at 2100 Pewaukee Road, Suite E, in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Find them at ei-oasis.com. In his 29th year in the business, Don and his team offer a comprehensive line of office supplies, equipment, furniture, technology, janitorial and sanitation supplies, and coffee and break room supplies. And I'm sure I'm just scratching the surface on this list. Along with these supplies comes the service teams for regular maintenance to repairs on office equipment. Don and his team take care of all of our printers and scanners at the benefit companies, from the supplies to maintenance to purchasing additional devices. On top of that, Don is also a client. The benefit companies has for years been handling payroll and the company retirement plan for Don. Don, thanks for the time today. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Roger.
So before we are done today, you're going to tighten up that description of what Environmental Innovations offers. My description got a little wordy. But before that, tell us how you got started 29 years ago and what the company looked like when you did get started.
Well, that's a long time ago. And, I'm going back in time here, so I'm going to have to go back before we started a little bit on my experience prior to starting Environmental Innovations. Prior to the start of Environmental Innovations, I was a copier technician. I repaired Canon copiers. I was sent to Canon USA to learn the mono component development process, which makes your prints come out of your printer on your copiers. So I learned that technology, and the key to that is going to be something I'll talk about in a few minutes. So I was a copier technician for 2 years for this company, and then I got to be friends with the salespeople, and they convinced me to go into sales for them. So I sold Canon copiers for a period of time, and then a recruiter contacted me and asked me if I wanted to sell medical supplies, and I thought it might be an interesting change. So I sold medical supplies for a while. I worked for a company out of Mundelein, Illinois, and I worked out of my home because they were based in Illinois, and that was how they worked things. I worked out of my apartment. So from my apartment, I had a little bit of freedom. My wife was pregnant with my first daughter, and we were talking about starting a business. And she said, how about a cleaning company? And we're talking about different things to do on the side just to generate a little extra income, because the money I was making at the time wasn't probably going to cover our expenses. So we just wanted something part-time, and cleaning company we talked about, and I picked up a copy of Entrepreneur Magazine. And when I was going through Entrepreneur Magazine, I saw this advertisement for remanufactured toner cartridges, HP toner cartridges. So HP toner cartridges, I don't know if you know, and this is where my experience came in, Canon, which is the copiers that I repaired, Canon manufactures all of the HP printer engines. So that's how I got to know the technology through Canon. And I thought, this is something I do. And as a copier technician, I saw some terrible quality out there. I saw exploding in printers and toner dumping and leaking. And I thought to myself, this is something I can make a difference with. So then I took my knowledge. I thought, I have my sales experience, I have the knowledge, I can do this part-time on the weekends and at night. So I started bringing in different components. You can't just throw together a kit and expect it to work. You need to understand how these different components work. So I brought in different components from a bunch of different suppliers, and my nights and weekends were rebuilding or remanufacturing toner cartridges. I would take different components and try them to see what would compare best to an OEM product or a new HP cartridge. So after a few months, I got perfect combination. At that time, there were only four different types of printers. Now, there is over 400 different types of printers. But at the time, we put together the or I did, I should say, this combination of components, and I felt it worked just as good as an OEM product. So now I'm going out and calling on my medical supply customers, and they're mostly purchasing people, and I say, hey, would you be willing to put this in at the end of my, we'd go out and pitch products every week to these people. And at the end, I just say, hey, you know, would you be interested in trying our toner cartridges? I'm just, you know, playing with some ideas to do part-time. And they're like, yeah, sure. So we put in toner cartridges in these different locations, and they work great. And they're like, yeah, can we keep ordering? I'm like, sure, you know, that's fine. So yeah, I got busier on the weekends, and my wife worked for a technology company, a computer company. And so she started promoting to her customers and telling them about them. And then I got busier. And then one day I was on my Monday call with my sales manager. My wife actually was 6 months pregnant with my second daughter at the time. And, you know, we were going back and forth. And I said, you know what? I have a different opportunity that I'm going to pursue. So I quit my job on the spot. My wife is getting ready for work. I walked out. She's in the bathroom. I said, I just quit my job. So she's 6 months pregnant, going on maternity leave. And she looked at me like a deer in it. She could not believe it. She's like, you just quit. We didn't even talk about this. You just quit your job. I said, yeah, I'm going to do this full time. I'm going to make it work. And she said, you better get your butt out there and start selling. She didn't use the word butt. But So she cracked the whip, and I went out and started selling, and we took it from there, and that's how we got started.
That's how you got started. Okay, wow. So that's a long time ago that you got to that point, and now we're talking 20-some years later, and things have changed. As you said, you started with 4 printers available, and now there's 400. What's changed over time?
Well, technology for one, and we just continue to add different product lines. We started with, the first thing we did after going full-time is we became an HP partner, and we started repairing and doing maintenance on HP products. Then we partnered with a computer supply company, and because they were based on, you know, the story I told earlier about cartridges exploding and things like that, many people had a bad taste in their mouth about remanufactured toner cartridges. And we wanted to tap into those people as well, the people that weren't buying remanufactured cartridges. So we took on a full line of computer supplies where we could sell the OEM original cartridges as well. So we added those products, and then, you know, that did fairly well. And we used that actually as an avenue to get in with our remanufactured toner cartridges, because that's always our goal was to sell them remanufactured toner cartridges. We keep, you know, about 5 tons of plastic and non-biodegradable materials out of our landfills every month just by recycling these cartridges and remanufacturing. So we could sell them a remanufactured product at a fraction of what a new cartridge would cost, and save the environment, help save the environment. So it was a win-win on both sides. They save money, we increase our margin with the remanufactured product, and we save the environment. So we continue even today to press that. That's always the goal, is to have people buy the remanufactured products. And then we added, most recently, we became a Xerox dealer. So we added our MPS program, or Managed Print Services, and the Xerox multifunction line was a good fit because it's very high quality. We also sell HP multifunction and do MPS or managed print with those products as well, because we want a variety and want a wider range of products to sell. So that was actually the last couple of years we did that. And we always said HP, but the Xerox we added in the last couple of years just to diversify a little more. We bought an office coffee service company, which also provided janitorial and sanitation supplies. So we added those products in as well, and we're still absorbing that and promoting that as well.
So obviously morphed from where you started to where you are now, and everybody has to do that if they want to stay relevant. What do you have potentially coming down the road? What's the vision that you might be adding on yet to your line of products and services?
Well, we're always looking to expand to new lines, but being that the Xerox and the coffee service and the janitorial supplies, we want to focus on that right now. And our next goal is to drive traffic to our website. We built a nice e-commerce site, and it features over 60,000 different products. You know, my daughter is in digital marketing, so, you know, using her as an advisor to coach me and get me focused in the right direction. You know, I'm a little older, so these new technology things are a little more difficult for me to adapt to.
Understood. So one of the biggest things I've asked a bunch of people about in this last year is obviously that COVID has had an impact on just about everything and everybody somehow. So what adjustments did you have to make as a supplier of goods and services? What did you have to do to stay relevant and stay in front of your client base?
Well, COVID was just snuck up on us and hit us over the head like everybody else. And, you know, just imagine your business, you're going strong and all of a sudden it's cut in half overnight pretty much. So, yes, there was a lot of changes that needed to be made in a quick, short time period. We brought in a line of PPE products. So we focused on that and we marketed that to our customers. We stayed in constant contact with our customers. Some of them call in on a regular basis and we talk to them that way. But otherwise, we were doing either email campaigns or just emailing them, you know, how's everything going over there? But it was a different world for a while until we adjusted to, you know, how the new way of doing business was.
So how did your client base respond when you made those changes?
They were okay. I mean, it was funny because our loyal customers, they went out of their way to support us and try to give us additional business wherever they could. And you know, we have some great customers and they had to make adjustments too. And we, as a service company, we're going into their facilities repairing their equipment. So, you know, we had to work with them on their restrictions and guidelines as well. So yeah, it was a big change.
What about on the sales and marketing side? How did you adjust then to get your information out or stay relevant?
Yeah, the email campaigns and just making phone calls and emails and just some Zoom calls, things like that. Pretty much your typical things that most companies were doing at the time, I think.
Understood. So not only then you're worrying about taking care of your clients, but now you're still a business owner, so you're running a business. What other challenges did that create for you in this last year?
It was difficult because we had to make changes internally, not just the way we market, but how we do business internally as well. And I had to keep everybody motivated because, you know, like I said, our sales dropped 50% in overnight, and we had to keep everybody motivated and focused on what they're doing, and we've got to put restrictions and guidelines in place in our own business. Yes, it was a challenging time for everyone, but everybody adapted and I took on the challenge, and everybody, and I think we just have the greatest group of people here. I mean, our employees, most of them have been here on average 15 years. Melissa, who answers the phone on a regular basis, she's been here, she was our second employee, she's been here 26 years now, and everybody pulled together, and it was a true team effort, just getting it done, getting, you know, these guidelines in place and putting together a strategy to move forward.
Understood. How many employees do you have?
Right now we have seven.
Seven, okay. Planning on adding more people?
I hope so. You know, we did have to lay a couple of people off during COVID, but we're seeing a gradual migration back to the office. So that's encouraging. And hopefully by this fall, you know, people are back to the office full time and we can get back to normal.
So as I'm out talking with business owners and leaders, what am I listening for that would prompt me to say that you should be talking to Don?
That's a great question, Roger. I would say, listen for somebody to say, oh, our office coffee is terrible. Oh, I hate our office coffee. Or our printer is broken all the time. Or we spend so much money on printer repairs. Or we spend so much money on toner. Because we can save people money and we can improve on our service. So yeah, anything like that is good.
Okay, so then the follow-up question to that would be, who really is an ideal prospective client? Is it anybody?
Well, there are some that are better than others. We will take care of anyone. We don't care if they're one printer or 500 printers. It doesn't matter. We'll treat everyone the same, except the benefit companies get so special treatment. But yeah, we like paper intensive businesses like insurance companies and benefits companies and banks and mortgage companies and, you know, anybody who generates a lot of paper.
So that makes sense. Okay. So let's shift and talk a little bit about our relationship, because one of the reasons I wanted to have a chat with you is you are not only a vendor, we we use you for that reason, but also you're a client and that we take care of a couple of things for you. So talk about when you did start working with us. How did that come about?
Well, one of our salespeople, Casey, was calling on you. And this is back in 2006, I believe. And she started or made the initial contact. I think she was with Corey, possibly. That's where it started. And she initiated the contact and worked the account. And then she moved on. She moved up to Green Bay, and I took over the account. Then I started working with Jeff and your IT guy at the time, and worked out where I was providing the product. And I believe Therese, in 2009, in that area, she referred me to Barb, who was a payroll specialist. And then that's when the payroll portion of it came in.
Okay, so yeah, as I have noted here, in 2009, you came on board with us as a payroll client, and you were working with Barb. So what do you remember about that experience? Tell me about that.
Barb was great. I mean, Barb, I put her off at first because at first I was having problems with payroll and everything was good. She was persistent though. She kept calling me. She was not pushy. She's very professional. And she kept giving me good reasons that I should be a benefits company or a benefits checks company customer. So I agreed to see her. And when we were finished with our meeting, and we liked doing business with our customers. So I said, yeah, sure. This is a good fit. So we went ahead with the payroll and it's been fantastic. Everything she said, that's the beauty of the benefit companies is that, especially in the payroll that we're talking about right now, normally salespeople will overpromise and then on the other end underachieve, but she definitely came through with everything that she promised. And, you know, I give kudos to the back end too with that. She's been a great, great specialist and taking care of everything that we need. It's done in a minute. So yeah, really impressed with the payroll.
Nice. So then you also added 401k at one point. So you've been working with a couple of our specialists, say Gary and Laura. Talk about how that came about.
Well, I believe Therese again, we were having lunch, Bill and Therese and I, and we were talking about on different things, 401k and things. And I said, well, I have somebody from the 401k department give me a call. I didn't have an allegiance other than I did have a long-term relationship with the company that I was working with, and I didn't have any problems with them. But I agreed to talk to Gary and Laura. They came in and talked to me, and they'll both say that I was nervous talking to them because, when you have a relationship like with another company and you're talking about moving and they're asking all these questions, like, then once they started, they started going through the Morningstar funds and how they're backed by Morningstar and the seamless transition into payroll, it was just a no-brainer. I hit it off with Gary and Laura both, and just like I do with everybody at the benefit companies. And they presented in the way that this was a good fit and a good move forward. And we decided to move it over. And Jody has just been phenomenal on the back end, just taking care of us and making sure that anytime we had a question or anything, if there was any, not discrepancy, but anything that needed attention from payroll and 401k, that I didn't have to be involved with. So reduced my workload, my stress level, and can't say enough about the 401k department.
Nice. So I don't really even have to ask. You kind of answered the question of how you've been taken care of, which is great. And we do make sure that when we have those conversations with folks, they understand that our service model is a little different. And you'll get service you probably haven't seen before. So it's great to hear that from folks like you. So Don, I ask this question of everybody I talk to, whether it's on a microphone like we are now, or if I'm out in public, I just want to know what they would say. If you were talking to a fellow business owner and they told you they were having issues with payroll or time labor management or human resources or benefits or retirement plan, whatever's going on in their administrative tasks, what would you say about us?
I would say you have to talk to the benefit companies. Benefit companies will take care of you. They'll go out of their way to make sure that every area works together. I would give examples of payroll and 401k working together, and I would tell them of my experiences with the benefit companies. And It's all been good. It's been a good relationship all the way through. So
we appreciate that. So you've been doing this a long time, the vendor stuff, not us necessarily, but you've been in this business a long time. You must have some story that would make me laugh about what you saw out in the field, or somebody made the dumbest comment. Give me something.
Okay.
You got to have one.
I'll give you a couple.
Okay.
But first it'll be just a customer thing that we did, and the second will be something foolish that I did.
Perfect.
So the first one is, in the beginning, in the early years, we just started repairing printers and things, and at that time I did everything. I remanufactured the toner cartridges, I serviced the printers, I did the deliveries, I did the bookkeeping, everything. So I went on a sales call in a Crystal Light shirt, and then after that I had a printer repair that I was supposed to do, and this customer, who I just had lunch with a couple days ago, this is probably 27 years ago this happened. I went in and I had this starch pressed white shirt on to clean 20 printers for him. He said, I want my printers cleaned before we try your products out. And he said, that's what you're going to clean our printers in? I had a white shirt and tie. He said, that shirt is going to be filthy when you're done. He said, our printers are really messy. And I said, when I'm finished, I want to have a spot on this shirt. And he said, there's no way you can do that. So he goes, here's the printers. He gave me a map. I went through and cleaned all the printers. And when I was finished, I came back, not a spot on my shirt. And he goes, there's no way. So he went and inspected every single printer to make sure that it was cleaned properly. And he came back and he goes, I owe you a beer. So anyway, and the other one is, this is a quick one. We did a trade show and we brought all the stuff back from this trade show, and including a $10,000 multifunction machine. So the truck pulls up to the dock. We unload everything onto the dock area, and the truck pulls away. So it's the middle of summer, and we start putting things away, and I go up the warehouse, and I turn around, and this multifunction machine is rolling to the edge of the loading dock. And I ran to catch it, and it went right off the edge. Smashed a $10,000 multifunction machine.
So, total loss?
Total loss.
Wow.
Yeah, it was gone. So anyway, that's the best I can do on stories. Other than I have plenty that, you know, when you go out and do service and, you know, the printer's unplugged. Or,
the simple stuff that must make people look like a total idiot. Okay, so... So great story though. Yeah, what did you do to make sure that you never lost a printer off the loading dock?
Lock the wheels.
I would think. All right.
Easy enough. Thanks.
Wow. Okay. So thank you so much. Any closing thoughts? Anything else you want to talk about your company, about our relationship? Anything you want to say? Here's your chance to throw one more thought out there. What do you got?
I just say thanks for having me, and you know, I love promoting the benefit companies because I know that what's promised is what you're going to get. So, you know, any chance I have, or any opportunity I have to promote you guys, I will.
We appreciate that. Thank you for joining me today and taking care of us as a vendor. And thanks for being a client. Appreciate you.
Thanks for your business. We appreciate it too. All right. Thanks, Roger.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. Be well.
Find our podcast Inside Connect and Simplify in all of the following places so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Go to connectandsimplify.com/podcast to find our entire library of podcasts. You can also find us on Alexa, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and Podbean. Thanks for listening.